When Christ calls a person, he bids them come and die. So said Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But that's what the Bible says also. It says that we have been united with Christ in the likeness of his death, and we have been raised to new life. Therefore, we need to live life as newly born people, creatures that are new. The old ways are gone. The ways of sin are past, and a new walk, a new way of living, has come about. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says about this in Romans 6.
The Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Jesus was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin.
O Lord, I want to share with you. I want to participate with you in the likeness of your death. I pray, O Lord God, that I would walk in newness of life as you have raised me to new life. Keep me from sin today, Lord. Lead me away from temptation. Help me where I am weak, and give me grace where I may stumble. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would fill me with your Spirit, so that I may walk in newness of life and walk worthy of the one who has called me out of darkness into the light. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.